Welcome to the KGGR Interviews Podcast. I'm Matt Desch, and today we're covering the upcoming levies for the Kalispell Public School District number 5. And joining me in the studio to help break it down is Glacier High teacher Stephanie Hill. Stephanie, thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Matt. I appreciate it.
So how long have you been with the Kalispell School District?
Absolutely. I have been teaching French at Glacier High School for the past 12 years.
12 years? Nice. That's good. That's awesome. My kid goes to Glacier High School, and he loves it. It's a good school.
Good. I'm glad. It is a wonderful school.
Yeah, so in interest of full disclosure, my son is a senior at Glacier High School, but that's not why we're doing this interview. District 5 reached out to the radio station about a possible interview to get more information out to the public, and we said yes, and that's why we're doing it, and I'm the guy to do it. So thanks again for being here.
No problem.
So Mrs. Hill, tell us about the Kalispell School District.
Sure. So Kalispell Public Schools has over 6,000 students.
Jeez.
I know. It's a lot of students. Yeah. And, you know, we're still seeing, you know, student enrollment increase. And so maybe 7,000 one
Holy
day.
Cow.
And we employ over 900 people. So we've got, let's see here, we've got 4 high schools, our Agricultural Education Center, Flathead High School, Glacier High School, and Linderman Education Center.
The Egg Center is very unique. That's a very special gem we have.
Incredibly proud of the Egg Center. You know, if you haven't had a chance to go out and visit it, you know, it is an incredible place with incredible people who, you know, and what, you know, what wonderful way to contribute to Montana, right?
Yeah,
We are, you know, that is such a wonderful thing to contribute to our community, to our economy.
Mm-hmm.
And those kids, they're one of a kind.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
they're good kids.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then we have Linderman Education Center. Not sure if I mentioned that one, but that one. And then we, of course, have one middle school, Kalispell Middle School. And then we serve 6 different elementary schools. So did I do that math right? Maybe we have 13 schools. So
You have the elementary schools, you have the middle school, and then you have all these rural schools that feed into the high schools in Kalispell.
So that's why I'm thinking 13. So there's 13 partner districts that feed into our high schools as well. So
and that's where you get 6,000 kids, which is bigger than most Eastern Montana towns, which is nuts if you think about it.
Yeah. So we have partner schools all the way from Lakeside to Kyla to Creston.
Yeah.
And those schools, you know, they might go, you know, K-8 with, you know, at their schools, but then they do come up to our high schools. So, we are the entire valley when you really think about it. It's not just Kalispell proper. It's all of us.
So. Yeah, it's spread all over the valley.
It's crazy, for sure.
So KPS has 2 levies that they're going to try to get approved. First, tell us, what is a levy?
Sure. A levy, you know, again, I'm a teacher in Kalispell Public Schools. The way I understand it is that when districts try and pass levies are for learning. So if you were to walk into my classroom, when you look around, it's the things that you see inside a classroom. So not necessarily the building, because bonds are for building. But, you know, I stood in front of my classes today, and when I looked at them, you look at students, right? So levies are for learning. So all the things they need to learn. So it could be to be purchasing supplies, you know, pencils, pens, things like that. It could be the toilet paper. It could be the heat, right? Paying for the heat for our curriculum that we teach our students. It's for the people in the school. It's for salaries. It's for our custodians, which I know at all of our schools, they are just some of the most hardworking people to keep a school looking as fantastic as it does. And our subs, you know, those salaries are paid by levies. Our staff, our support staff, our teachers, that's where levy dollars go.
Yeah.
So it's, again, for the things, it's to operate a school.
Yeah, that's the operation, basically.
Exactly.
Keep the kids going and keep the school going and keep it clean and keep it warm and everything you need.
All the things we've come to expect of our public schools, that's what levies go to.
Yeah, and why do we need levies? Is it because the federal and state funding just isn't fully fund the schools?
Yeah, you know, it's confusing for sure. And the way that I understand it is that state and federal funding, again, Kalispell Public Schools does not control this funding formula, right? This is something that, you know, this is the law. This is what legislators decide. They fund 80% of a budget to run a school.
Yeah.
And then it is the expectation, this is built into the funding formula, that 20% is voted on by the people who live in that community.
Yeah.
And so it is the expectation that the voters contribute the other 20%.
Yeah.
Now voters can decide yes or no, but that is the expectation that is built into the formula.
Yeah. And just as a reminder, in that school funding formula, there is a maximum that a school district can have as a budget.
Correct.
And anything between a minimum and maximum, that's where the levies come in to fill in that extra funding for schools. And it comes from directly from the local people, and it stays here locally.
Yes, the levy dollars, that's incredibly important. I'm glad you mentioned it. The levy dollars truly do stay local.
Yeah.
So you might see other things on your tax bill that go to, you know, other schools and things like that. But when it's a levy that we are running, that one stays 100% for our Kalispell students. And, you know, a lot of people reach out online and they say, I want to make sure, I want to double check. Everything in public schools is public knowledge.
Yeah.
And so you can always reach out to any public school and ask and access all of our records.
See the budget. You can look at the budget yourself. Budget. Yeah.
I'm not sure if I would. It's rather long, but you have that right.
Yeah.
And it should be that way.
Yeah, for sure.
You can see how we spend our money and where your money goes, because that's important. It's important that we're transparent with our voters, with our public, and with our taxpayers.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the last time KPS passed a high school levy was 2007?
Correct, 2007.
So how has the district changed since then?
Oh my. Well, you know, the district has gotten bigger.
Yeah.
You know, there is, of course, we all know this, inflationary costs.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned, toilet paper, that costs more
now. Yes,
it
does.
You know, we want to make sure and pay our staff competitive wage.
Yep.
You know, we want to keep the lights on, all these kinds of things. And so public school is still public school.
Yeah.
We still show up. We educate your children. And we provide these opportunities that help kids connect with their community, to find maybe an adult or two that they connect with at the school. But things are just more expensive.
Yes.
And so everyone says that you keep asking. And we are at a point where it is an ask, but it's a need.
Yeah, it is.
For our students.
Yeah, the inflation is crushing people at their home, with their home finances, but schools' finances are getting crushed too.
Correct. And our public schools, our high school district is only 90% funded.
Wow.
So rather than, you know, it's the way I think about it in my brain is, let's say it costs $10 to operate a school.
Yeah.
That's just to keep the staffing, keep the current programs that we have.
Yeah.
The state provides and the federal, they provide $8, let's say.
Yeah.
Our voters decided to only approve levies to fund us to 90%, so let's say $9, right?
Yeah.
We have run our schools with $9.
Wow.
And now with inflation, let's say in this scenario, it costs $10.50 to run a school. We can't just find money anywhere. That's not how the formula goes. We have to ask.
Ask for it, yeah.
The voters.
And it's hard to ask for money.
It's the hardest
thing for people to do is ask for money.
Yeah. But it is, you know, it's not for something new. It's not for something fancy.
No.
It's to maintain what we have.
Yes.
And the public knows what we have. We have these public schools for our students and for our community and our future police officers and our future firefighters and our future leaders, our future agricultural producers, we have these schools, and this is just to maintain those.
Exactly.
To maintain that programming, maintain that staffing.
Yep.
And if not approved, then we will lose staff and we will lose programs.
Yeah, and we don't want that.
No.
So District 5 is proposing two levies for the Kalispell schools. There's the $1 million elementary technology levy and the $700,000 high school general fund levy. First, tell me about the elementary tech levy.
Sure, and that is actually a renewal. So I want to make sure everybody really knows that. That request is a renewal. So it is already something in our tax bill. And so if that was approved, then there would be no additional taxes for the taxpayer.
Yeah, what you're paying now is what you're going to keep paying.
Is what you're going to keep paying, correct. So it's no additional taxes. And that technology, you know, I think sometimes people hear that, And I get it. If you haven't been in a public school, you know, you think, oh, more screen time, right?
Yeah. It's the first thing you think of.
Yeah, it's the first thing you think of. And technology can be anything from making sure we can communicate with our parents, yeah. right? We want them to know what we're doing in our classrooms. We want to connect with them. So that can be things like PowerSchool and Google Classroom. You know, you need to have support for that. You need to have updates and so on and so forth.
I get the emails every Monday of all my kids' grades and his attendance record. Mm-hmm. All that gets emailed to me every Monday morning at like midnight, I think.
Yeah.
It's there every Monday morning when I get up.
Every Monday morning when you wake up, And, you know, it's also for safety, right? Yeah. We want to make sure our staff and our students have, you know, that cybersecurity, you know, tools to make sure that they're safe when they are online or when they're interacting with different technology.
And to protect the school's data, too.
Obviously,
because cybersecurity is expensive, and there's been schools in the Valley that have been hacked. And
that was a couple years ago. I do remember that.
Yeah, people have gotten messages from the hackers. That was scary.
Yeah. That was very scary.
So you got to keep up with the cybersecurity, even if you don't want to. You don't have a choice.
Yeah, and you know, and we also use the term digital literacy tools. And so that means that we know that kids should not be, you know, on their screens all the time. But we also know that we're preparing the next generation. And we want to make sure that no matter what they're going to do, no matter what job, they have those tools to understand what one, how to do it, right?
Yeah.
But also how to be safe with it and how to use it appropriately.
Yeah, exactly.
So Ed Ready is something in the elementary schools, and Seesaw, those kinds of things. Go, you know, if you wanted to know more, you say this is not enough information about the technology. You can go to our website, again, sd5.k12.mt.us, and there's an entire list. You can see everything.
Yes.
You can even contact your students or excuse me, your child's teacher, excuse me, and ask. And we will have those conversations with you if you want to know specifically where it's going.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why the technology is important in school is, you know, people think, well, I didn't have that technology when I was in school, and I made it through just fine. Mm-hmm. But the world that your school prepared you for does not exist anymore.
Yeah.
It's a whole new world out there.
I think some things still do exist,
right? Yeah, they do. But
we help our students be good people and good citizens and want to contribute to our community. But now in doing that, we also need to include the digital part as well.
Yeah.
So it would be, I don't know if there's a good word for it, but it also would be detrimental to not prepare them.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a great word, but it would be us not doing our job. Maybe that's a better word.
Yeah,
it would
you're
be
not
us not doing a job if we were not including those kinds of things. And so if that levy is not approved, then we will be losing staffing and program because we can't go backwards. We can't take away the technology.
No, we can't.
Right?
No, it's here.
You can't do that. But what would need to happen is we would need to shift funds from the general fund, which again, the general fund pays our salaries, pays the programs, pays, you know, for the operation of a school. And that funding would need to shift.
Yeah.
And so when we say that, that's what we mean. Some people are, well, are you going to take away this technology? We can't go backwards.
We can't. Yeah.
But the money has to move from a different place.
Yeah.
And not necessarily move, but it has to be
shifted.
Shifted, correct.
Yeah. And this technology levy is a 10-year renewal. It's already been around for 10 years.
It has been, yes,
and this
correct.
Is just a renewal for another 10 years, correct?
Correct. Yeah, that's completely correct.
So yeah, that one. You vote for it. It's not going to cost you any more in your property taxes.
No additional taxes.
So yeah, that's a good deal right there. And then what about the high school general fund levy? What will that do?
Absolutely. So the high school general fund levy, that if approved, will maintain what we currently have right now.
Yeah.
So the cost of that is if your home or your property is assessed at $300,000, then it will be $1 per month.
That's not that much. I mean, that's not crazy to ask.
That would be the tax increase. And for an entire year, we want to be super clear, it's $12.04. So there's, you know, some of that extra, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit in there. But, and so then I know a lot of people out there are going, well, my home is assessed at $600,000, right?
Yeah, yeah.
By law, we must include $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, and $600,000 on the ballot. So that's why we went with $300,000.
Yeah.
Then it's $2.
Yes.
Or for an entire year, $24.08, right? So there's that little extra in there. And if you're saying, I really wish there was a chart or a way that I knew what my property was or how much it was worth, on our website, again, sd5.k12.mt.us, there's the charts. You can click on the link and figure out how much your property is assessed for. So you can do that too.
Yeah, and you probably just got an extra that extra property tax bill in the mail recently. Yep, it tells you right there well.
I just got mine as well.
So there you go. Yep. So this general fund levy, that's gonna, like you said, is going to help keep existing programs and keep the staff at the current level?
Correct. So if not approved, we will lose multiple full-time staff members.
Yeah.
That is that's where we're at. Right now. That's, again, the goal of the district is to keep our staff, to keep qualified adults in these classrooms with our students, to keep those programs. But when you are not fully funded and there is no other option in the current state funding formula, we have no option other than to ask.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. It's an ask.
Yeah, and some of the programs include athletics as well,
absolutely,
correct?
So, you've got athletics. You've got things like speech and debate. Mm-hmm. You've got fine arts.
Yeah.
Agricultural education
center.
You've got
to have music education in schools. You got to have that.
It's all those things that I think our community finds joy and pride in, and our students do too.
Yeah.
It's what makes public school public school.
Yeah. People love going to see their kids perform in choir concerts, band concerts, or on the athletic field, basketball court, football field, everything.
Yeah.
It's all part of the school experience.
Yeah, it's academic programs too.
You know,
you've got our STEM programs. Mm-hmm. You've got our world language programs.
Yeah.
Our art, all those things too. So it's not the extras. I know a lot of people say, well, I just want reading, writing.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that this levy is for that curriculum too.
As well, yes, because you got to upgrade the textbooks every few years. You got to get new ones.
Yeah, you do. And so again, this is not to buy the new fancy things.
No.
It's to keep what we have, to keep up with inflationary costs.
Yeah.
And I know the district has asked since 2007. We have not been we haven't had that full budget since then, but... I think now we're at that point where it's an ask, but it's a need.
And this general fund levy, the $700,000 isn't going to take you from 90% funded to 100%. This is just a little bit of an increase.
Exactly. So you go back to my original scenario, right, where it now costs $10.50 to run a district. This dollar, right, which of course a school budget is not $10.50.
Let's
just
it
put
was,
that out there. But that's the easiest way for me to understand it. Because when you say 90%, 80%, I kind of tune out. It is just to keep what we have.
Yeah.
Truly, truly. It's not to even get us to 100%. And I know there's a chart that we've been kind of put on our website and will be in the mailer. People will be getting next week. But what is interesting to a lot of people is that our Kalispell high schools, because of course it's a separate district, right? Even though we're all Kalispell public schools, we receive the lowest amount of local funding per student out of all the other AA high school districts in Montana.
Wow.
And I think that, people didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to make sure people knew.
Yeah, people don't dig into the numbers as much as the administration does. So it's good to see those numbers.
And I'm not administration. So
no, you're not. No. You're just the communicator for them.
Yep. I'm just here to share.
Yeah,
share the facts. So, and that's important for people to know too when they're going to vote.
Yeah, it is. It's important to have visual information like that. Mm-hmm. All right, Mrs. Hill, how do we vote?
Okay, so the ballots start to arrive on Monday.
They get mailed out on Monday?
They start to come out on Monday. So if you don't get one on Monday, don't panic. But they start to come out on Monday the 22nd to all registered voters. If you have not registered yet, you can still go to the Flathead County Elections Department and register.
Yeah.
So if you haven't done that, fantastic. Do that. And then you will get a ballot. If you live in our elementary district, you will get two ballots.
Yes.
So one for the elementary technology renewal, again, no additional taxes. And you'll get a high school, again, mm-hmm. that is $300,000 assessed property value, that is $1 a month. And you'll have those two separate ballots.
Okay.
If you live in our partner districts, again, maybe your kiddo goes to Kyla, you will get just the high school one.
Okay.
Ballots can be put in the mail. We suggest May 1st as your deadline to get that in.
Yeah, the latest, yes.
At the absolute latest.
With the snail mail and how it's running right now, latest, May 1st.
May 1st is what we suggest.
Yeah.
But you can always, if you prefer, drop it off. And it is not at the district office. We want to make sure it's accessible to people. And so it is at our auxiliary office. So that's 514 East Washington Street.
East Washington Street.
East Washington, correct, in Kalispell. And there are election workers there to make sure everything is done properly and to take your ballot. And they would be happy. They're just so lovely. They would be happy to take your ballot. And then you have until May 7th. So May 7th at 8 o'clock.
That's the deadline.
That is the deadline. So anytime after May 1st, Kalispell Public Schools suggest that you hand deliver.
Yep.
And I think it's important for people to know that one out of every three people this last fall returned their Kalispell Public School levy ballots.
Yeah. That's really
that's
low turnout.
33.1%.
Yeah.
And I get it. We're busy.
Yep.
You know, it's just, I understand. But if our public schools are truly a representation of us, we hope as a district that everyone realizes that their voice and their vote matters.
Yes.
And we would love to see that number increase.
For sure.
We want to make sure our schools represent our community and the things that we are proud of and the things that we love and the things that we respect, to hope that our students become the future leaders of this community, right?
Contributing members of the community.
Contributing citizens, I think, is the best term.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, Mrs. Hill, one more question. If people want to read more about the levies, what's the website they can go to?
Sure. It is sd5.k12.mt.us. You can always contact our superintendent, Matt Jensen. He'd be happy to answer your questions. You can also contact our Board of Trustees. Mm-hmm. They can answer any of your questions as well. You can also reach out on social media. We are listening. We are answering questions. We are willing to have those hard discussions.
Yeah.
And if we don't know the answer, we will do our very best to find the answer for you. We won't leave you hanging.
Good.
We think it's important that our public, our taxpayers know that we want to be there for you.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So if you get your ballot in the mail, make sure you vote in the levy election. It's important for the school and it's important for our community. So, Mrs. Hill, thanks for coming in today.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, that does it for this episode of the KJJR Interviews. I'm Matt Desch, and make sure you share this podcast with your Kalispell neighbors.